But as far as you know, there's no difference between sweet potato and a yam.
To me, I don't know whether a yam is specifically a sweet potato or not. I've never heard of a white potato being called a yam.
All right, that helps. And what I'm saying is a yam is not a different vegetable from
No,
a
it isn't.
Okay. What is something with a strong odor that makes tears come to your eyes when you cut
onion? Okay. Or garlic.
Yeah.
Either, I suppose.
Do you know what the little young, fresh ones are called?
Scallions.
Okay. Any other names?
Little green onions.
And they're the same?
Yeah.
Okay. When you want to get beans out of the pods by hand, you say you have to...
Shell beans or...
Fine. Okay. Have you ever heard hull beans?
That's what I was getting ready to say. I shell butter beans or lima beans, and I hull peas. Now, I don't know why, but that's what I do.
Okay. Now, are butter beans and lima beans the same?
Yeah, they are.
Is there any difference in them?
Well, to me, a lima bean is a little smaller than a butter bean.
And could it be a different color or not?
Yeah, well, it depends. If it's a four-hook lima, it's large and, well, I guess there aren't any difference in the colors. Any little green llamas, little white llamas, little speckled llamas.
Okay, then the only basic difference is the size, then?
Yeah, I'd say.
Okay. What do you call the kind of beans that you eat, pod and all? That you don't have
to... It's a green bean or a string bean.
Ever heard of call a snap bean?
Yeah, but... Well, they're green beans, but the snap bean is different. If you could see them together, they...
Oh, they do?
Yeah, they're different beans.
Okay.
Like a pole bean and a green bean is about the same thing. Now,
oh.
A snap bean grows as a pole bean grows, but it's a little different bean.
Oh, I didn't know that. Is it different color, too, or are they...
No, they're green.
All right. You take the tops of turnips and cook them. A mess of
greens.
Okay. What other greens do you have besides turnip greens?
We have spinach.
How about
collards, mustard, pug salad.
Have you eaten that?
No. But lots of people do. But I like it mixed in maybe with their turnip greens.
Okay. If somebody had seven boys and seven girls, you might say he had a children?
A slew of children.
Really? Would you ever use the word passel? Have you heard it?
Passel of kids, no. Never heard passel used with a bunch of kids.
What have you heard it used with?
Oh, passel of a lot of things, but I've never heard it used with children, you know?
Can you just give me one example?
Oh, a passel of sheep.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
A passel of animals.
All right. What do you call the outside of an ear of corn?
Chuck.
Okay. What is the kind of corn you can eat on the cob?
Corn. Sweet corn?
Yeah. Any other?
Well, you can eat all corn on the cob, just about, except popped corn.
Okay. What do you call the top of the corn stalk?
Oh, that little hairy thing. The silk.
No, well, that's kind of inside. This is on the very top of the stalk itself.
Oh, it's not a hairy thing. It's a... I don't know what the top of it's called.
Ever heard of a tassel or a tossel?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Okay. What'd you say?
You said on the top of an ear of corn. That's on the top of a stalk of corn.
I said on the top of the corn stalk.
Yeah, okay. You're right.
And what'd you say?
No, I didn't say, but it is. You told me it was a tassel.
Okay, I just want to hear you pronounce
it. Okay.
And the silk is the stuff that's in the
right.
Corn itself you got to pull out.
Right.
I always get that job at home.
I don't want it.
That's why
I have
my
a brush. I brush it out.
You do?
Yeah. That's real good.
What's it called? A corn brush, or is it a
lettuce? It's a vegetable brush.
What do you call the large round fruit that you carve a face in at Halloween?
Oh, a pumpkin.
And the kind of small yellow crook-necked vegetable?
Squash.
Mm-hmm.